Do you have a favourite painting or picture? Something you can gaze upon with wonder? Well, when I was a teenager, there was one book of paintings that stood out, to me anyway, on the shelves of our dining room at home in Bangor. It was a book of works by the Romantic painter called Caspar David Friedrich. And I would often turn its pages as an excuse, maybe, to avoid doing my history or English homework. Those dramatic, romantic landscapes made a profound impression on me. There is something unique about Friedrich's paintings. Very rarely do we see the faces of the people within the paintings. Instead, we stand behind them. The Germans have a word for this artistic style. It's the Rückenfigur, the figure who is back is turned towards the viewer. It is as though we are looking over their shoulder, seeing what they see. And we are invited to share their wonder, their character, and imagine their thoughts. One of Caspar David Friedrich's most famous paintings is The Traveller Above the Sea of Fog. In this painting, a man stands upon a rocky summit, gazing over a landscape that is almost hidden by fog. And the scene may be interpreted as a spiritual pilgrimage of an individual. The Rückenfigur has reached the pinnacle of life's journey, maybe. The solid rocks and mountain peaks rising above the fog symbolizes the divine and the eternal. Through this image, Friedrich expresses the belief that life extends beyond what can be seen with the eyes, and that each person is created in the image of God and called into ever closer relationship with their Heavenly Father. It is no accident that the traveller in this painting stands upon solid rock. The rock symbolises faith, offering foundation, stability and strength amidst the uncertainties and mists of life. Though he cannot see everything clearly, he seems to trust what lies ahead. On Ascension Thursday, 40 days after Easter, we remember the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a significant event bridging Christ's earthly ministry and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. It's a remarkable scene, as set out in the first chapter of the book of Acts. The disciples stand on the Mount of Olives, their gaze lifted towards heaven. They stand between two eras, between what has been and what is yet to come, between two worlds, if you like, between heaven and earth. They do not see things clearly, but they know that something greater lies ahead. Whenever I think of the ascension of Jesus, I cannot help but think of Friedrich's work, and especially of this painting. There stands a man upon a rock, looking over the world covered by fog. Like the disciples, he does not see the destination in full, but he sees enough to trust and to continue. The disciples did not understand everything. Much remained hidden for them. Yet as Jesus was lifted up, their eyes were raised beyond what lay before them towards eternity. Like Friedrich's figures, they stand between earth and heaven, between time and eternity, as I've said, between what can be seen and what remains mysterious. Today, the feast of the Ascension is often neglected, almost forgotten by much of society, even by Christians. In yesteryear, many chapels in Wales would hold services on the Thursday of the Ascension. Now it does not receive the same attention as Christmas, Holy Week, or the Pentecost. But the Ascension often appears perhaps a little less significant, especially compared with the Pentecost, which follows soon afterwards. Our experiences of this crucial and exciting period in the church story is poorer because of this neglect. And today I'd like to put that straight, or put that right. It is worth pausing to reflect upon Christ's ascension into heaven and to consider its significance for us today. For me, it is absolutely central. Perhaps this verse from John's Gospel gives us the key. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. This, it would seem, to be the entire story of the Gospel in a single sentence. He came down from the Father. He returned to the Father. Yet he did this in order to lift us and to show that he is with us, having shared fully in our human lives. The first point I'd like to make is he came down in order to lift us up. I came from the Father, according to John. This is the wonder of the incarnation. The story begins not with humanity climbing up to God, but with God coming down to us. In a world that measures worth by status, success, and power, Christ does the opposite. He empties himself. He comes as a servant. He takes our human nature upon himself. As Paul wrote, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. The Ascension is not a departure from humanity, it's the crowning of Christ's incarnation and earthly ministry. The one who came down now carries our humanity into the presence of the Father. This is our hope. In Jesus Christ, our human nature has already been welcomed into heaven. He has gone before us. As Anne Griffith sang, he is a place beside the Godhead for a sinner to make his nest. What she saw through faith is what the Ascension proclaims. A place has been prepared. The door has been opened. Christ has gone before us. If the Ascension lifted the disciples' eyes, it also lifted their horizons and their minds. Which comes to the second point I would like to make. The Ascension lifts our minds and horizons. Like the traveller in Friedrich's painting, and like the disciples on the mountain, we do not always see the whole picture. The fog of life often obscures the road ahead. We see only part of what God sees. If Christ has been exalted, we too must learn to lift our gaze and our thoughts higher and to trust. Perhaps that is why the words of Isaiah speak so powerfully. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Too often, instead of looking upward, we look downward and become overwhelmed by what lies beneath the fog. Our fears, our problems, our responsibilities, the daily news. Yet the Ascension invites us not merely to lift our eyes, but to lift our horizons. And of course, there's a difference there, an important difference, to raise our minds above the things of earth, to lift our hearts, to treasure what we have in Christ. This is not an escape from the world, rather, it is seeing the world from God's perspective. Christ shows us that there is more to reality than headlines, more to life than what can be measured, more to the church than what appears to the eye. It's no accident that the Pentecost follows the Ascension. For days, you'll remember that the disciples waited behind closed doors. Their horizons were seemingly narrow, their imagination small, their fears were obvious. Then the Holy Spirit came and expanded their vision. And somehow, miraculously, the same disciples, the same ordinary people, now they saw things very differently. Their commission began to make sense, to be witnesses to Jesus in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. No longer were they looking down in fear. They looked outward and upward, their feet planted firmly upon the rock of faith. That remains the work of the Spirit today, to lift our vision and enable us to see things as God sees them. Third point, the final point I should like to make, is that the Ascension leads us home. Christ has not only gone before us, he calls us to follow him. This strikes us particularly when we think about Holy Communion. Recently, I had the privilege of sharing communion with somebody who was approaching the end of their earthly pilgrimage. And in moments like that, something very profound takes place. We do not merely look backwards. Yes, of course, we remember the cross, the sacrifice, but we also look forward. The sacrament turns our gaze towards the eternal feast, towards the kingdom that is yet to come, towards the Christ who has gone before us. And the Ascension reminds us that no believer travels into unfamiliar territory at the end of their life. Christ is already there. The Father is already there. The home has already been prepared. And the Holy Spirit leads us towards it day by day. Although the Ascension has almost slipped from the collective memory, it deserves to be celebrated and remembered. For in the glorious Ascension, Christ's work of reconciliation reached its climax. In it, we find assurance of his promises and the beginning of his heavenly reign. As Jesus said, "I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." Let us today remember the disciples standing upon the Mount of Olives, witnessing the Ascension, trusting even when they did not fully understand. Like a painting by Caspar David Friedrich, we see people standing upon the rock, looking beyond the fog of this world, trusting what they cannot yet fully see. He came down in order to lift us. He was exalted in order to raise our eyes above our anxieties. He has gone before us to prepare the way and lead us home. And meanwhile, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Ascension calls us to live with our feet planted firmly upon the rock of faith. Like Friedrich's traveller, looking above and beyond the fog, towards the horizon of the Father's kingdom, and trusting in Christ who has gone before us. For his name's sake, Amen.